kind of California people you see in movies, but the real kind of people who live and breathe and sweat and die in California. This is the pier that separates the good beach from the poor beach. The good beach is about a mile down on the other side, and it's called Belmont Shores. That's where the white people go. It's right on the tip of Orange County. The beach that I'm on, that the pier belongs to, is the brown beach. The water is murky and weird stuff washes ashore all the time. About 15 years ago, they found something really horrible on the beach here. It was a head. Just a head. No body, no hands, no nothing. This homo serial killer had cut it off one of his tricks, but nobody knew that at the time. It was just a John Doe head until they found out Randy Kraft had been hunting and killing fags here in Long Beach for years, preying on boy whores, barflies, and even a few Marines. At night, the fags like to fuck under the pier. I come out here with my friends sometimes and get drunk at night and listen to waves, and the pier looks like a scene out of a John Ritchie novel. All sorts of hot, clandestine fucking. You can see silhouettes moving back and forth to a really provocative rhythm, and you think they just go to the gay bars down the street and have sex in the bathroom or the alleys. Broadway is right next to the beach, and it's lined with gay bars, but for some reason, these guys like to do it old-fashioned, cruising outdoors. It's dangerous what they're doing, and maybe they're closeted or they haven't even come out to themselves. They probably don't know that this was Randy Kraft's old hunting ground. The beach patrol comes by at night to scare them, and the stray couples who get it into their heads that it would be romantic to have sex on the beach away. They're especially tough on the fags. They'll drive across the sand in their little Jeep, and this guy'll get on his loudspeaker and he'll yell into it, "Okay, faggots, pull up your pants. The party's over." You can see the shadow stop. Their rhythm breaking, and they scatter like roaches. But they're back again within a couple of hours. The Queen Mary is docked nearby. It's one of the city's biggest attractions. Right now, they're auditioning monsters for the haunted boat show that they have every year at Halloween. They decorate the boat all creepy, and it costs $20 to get on and see the show. They say that the boat really is haunted. There are things floating through it, walking the halls. The spruce goose used to be parked in a hangar nearby, and some people say that Howard Hughes' ghost wanders around it. You can hear his footsteps clicking and clacking against the bare concrete floor. In the 1940s, Long Beach was really different and had this fun boardwalk where sailors and Navy men used to hang out. It was kind of like Santa Monica with a wooden roller coaster and lots of games with cheap prizes. The air smelled like hot dogs and sweet cotton candy, and kids could have fun for not a whole lot of money because there was a penny arcade with a big carousel. But the boardwalk had plenty of things for grown-ups, too. Because of the port, sailors would go hang out at the boardwalk before they had to ship out. It was always full of uniformed men, Navy boys in their little white pants and cock gobs rolling up their sleeves to get tattoos of hearts that said mother or their girl's name. The boardwalk was also lined with bars that were dark and smoky inside, and there were girls everywhere looking to make a little money off the sailors who might not be seeing women again for a very long time. There was a really weird little wax museum at the end of the boardwalk that got famous for this gross exhibit they had there. It was run by some evangelical Christian who wanted to put a stop to all the vice they thought was destroying the boardwalk. So they made these wax displays of what venereal disease did to the body. There were wax penises and wax vaginas with syphilis and the clap to scare the sailors away from fast sex and whores. But instead of scaring the sailors, they would get drunk or smoke some weed and then go to the museum and trip out on the wax replicas and laugh until their sides ached. They say the Black Dahlia, this really, really famous murder victim, used to hang out there. She had a taste for sailors and servicemen and tattoos, and she combined these loves by hitching up her black dress and biting her lower lip and letting an ink slinger buzz some fella's name into her thigh. No one